The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. What a beautiful day it is in the nonprofit world, because today we are very honored to have Dr. Barbara Weinstein from Family Central, and we are so thrilled she's here. She has so much to share with us. She's the CEO president, and we have lots to learn about Family Central, and I want to thank the Spirit of Giving Network once again for sponsoring our show and allowing us to give all these wonderful nonprofits a voice. Please stay tuned, listen, take down the phone number, website. You'll hear from Barbara regarding Family Central. It's such a very, very important and vital nonprofit in our Broward County. And I'm Kara Zimmerman, and very proud to be here with Barbara. Thank you for coming today.
Karen, it's my pleasure. And just to let you know that Family Central is now offering services in all three counties.
Yahoo!
Thank you, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
Wow, when did that happen?
Well, we've been in Dade for several years, and we just came back to Palm Beach this year and very excited about new opportunities in this wonderful community.
So you thought you had a lot going on before. Now you're in three counties because you're doing such incredible work. That speaks volumes to you.
Well, the saddest part about it is that we are very busy in all three counties.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell us, what does Family Central mean? What does it do? What are you all about?
Family Central is a 41-year-old organization that works to support low-income families, families in crisis, families in need. We do whatever is needed to make sure that families survive and children reach their potential, their dreams, they're educated, and that everyone survives.
And what is your role, Barbara, there at Family Central in terms of CEO, president?
I am the lady that's responsible for the day-to-day operations of the organization. We have a number of offices. I said one in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. We serve several thousand children every day in all three communities. And I'm to be there to make sure that we are doing our job, meeting our mission, and making sure that every child has an opportunity to reach their potential.
And how do you do that? it sounds wonderful, but I'm thinking you must have a huge staff and budget.
We have 120 to 130 staff, we do, in the three communities. Our budget seems very large. It's over $20 million. But the problem is we have a very low administrative rate. And I tell everyone, when you go to give to a charity, make sure you check their admin rate. And make sure that not more than 15% is going to administration. No one at Family Central has had a raise in years because we made a decision that while there was a child that was waiting for services, that we would not take a raise. We are fair to our staff and we're good to them, but our role and our goal in the community is making sure that children are safe and their families can work with them to accomplish that goal.
Now, to accomplish that goal, I understand you have some in-home programs that you offer to parents, that you come to their home?
We have several. We do in all three counties, and one of my favorites is called HIPPE, Home Instruction for Parents of Preschool Youngsters. This is an international program that works with families to ensure that they have the tools that they need to be successful parents. We go into the home, we work with the parents, we give them the tools that they need, whether it be a book to read or a curriculum program or a puzzle or something for children. And then next week, we make sure that the parents have done this project with the children, and we go back and work with them to evaluate it. We work with families where there are all kinds of problems and issues. We had a young man that I met in May who was a sailor, and he was at one of our programs. And when I went over to thank him for his service, he said, "No, I want to thank your staff for coming to my home when I was in Afghanistan." He said, "Your mentor brought groceries and food and shoes to my family." They not only did the HIPPE program, they were a stable force for my wife and my children.
That is, you probably have so many stories like that, difficult ones, good ones, happy ending stories, and all in between. How many years have you been at Family Central?
Kara, I've been there 32 years. I went in as the educational director and ended up being the CEO after about 6 months. And it is my career and my path in life.
It's got to be your calling. It's your DNA inside of you that must drive you there every day.
Well, what happened is when I first took the job, I went to visit a center in Pompano Beach with a wonderful lady who was directing it, and she and I were talking. We both had teenage sons at that time. And she and I were talking about the difficulty in raising teenagers. And I looked at her and I said, yes, Vendery, I understand. And she looked at me and she said, no, you'll never understand. She said, if your children are hungry, you can feed them. If they need a pair of sneakers, you can buy it for them. And if they're sick, you can take them to the doctor. She was right, and she changed my life. She made me realize how fortunate and how lucky I was, and I said it's my role and my duty to make sure that other children have what my own children have.
I know that always seems to be a question in terms of if you're fortunate like you and myself to be able to take care of our children, and then what do we do to help the community? You know, how do we help? And it sounds like Family Central took that step, but tell us, how can we maybe, what do you need that we can do as parents that are fortunate enough to have the means to take care of our children? What can we do?
Well, there's a lot of things we can do. We've had high school kids that have done toy drives and diaper drives. We have a teen board made up of teenagers from out the community who need community service hours and want to do good. And they are amazing. They've done everything from plant gardens to paint childcare centers. We have a clergy group that we work with, which has adopted families and changed their lives. We had one family where the mother had been a nurse's aide in a different country, and she didn't have the money to take her licensing exam. When we found out about it, we got one of the synagogues in the area to take care of it, and she did, and she passed it, and she's now working and doing amazing things. We had another one, a church from Fort Lauderdale, that found a family of ours that was living and sleeping on the floor, and they went in and bought furniture and food for them. So we do everything. People who want to donate storybooks, who want to donate money, who want to donate shoes and baby clothing and teen clothing, and who want to just help out in any way, we are happy to have everybody's help.
That's fantastic. And so, and also I see that there's a nurturing parenting program. Tell me about a little bit about that.
The nurturing program also is a very important program. It works for families that are really in crisis, where there's been some kind of abuse, either a sexual abuse or a physical abuse or a divorce or a family where their children are now being placed in foster care, where there have been lack of services for the family, maybe a medical issue. We have trained social workers who go into the homes and work with the families and talk to them and try to get the services that they need. We had a family recently with two very young children where the mom lost her job and the father was working, and he too lost his job, and they were paying rent to a person where they were subletting their apartment, and it ended up he never paid the landlord and they were evicted. We had to get them a place to live. We had to get them clothing and food and for the family, and we did do that. And this is something that no one pays us for. It's just something that has to be done. We need the community's support.
Yeah, it's just the programs are astounding that you do, and it sounds like Family Central is the hub, the parenting hub for the community, a place to go. I mean, you know, we always say that when you have a child, you know, it doesn't come with a textbook parenting, right? We all of a sudden you have this child, and you don't you go to college to learn how to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, but to be a parent, you need so much support and understanding, because you really don't know a lot of times what to do. You know, it sounds like you have programs in place. Really, you're like the tree, the roots, the tree, the trunk to the family.
Well, the families that we serve have very young children. We work with children usually under the age of 8 or 9. Yeah. And there are thousands of children. I'll give you an idea of the number of children in South Florida. We have a contract with the Department of Health that serves food to low-income children, similar to what they have in the school systems, which is free food. We are serving every day in South Florida between 18 and 20,000 children meals, breakfast, lunch, and a snack. The sad part about it is that there's no money for dinner, so we would love to have people who want to donate dinner to some of these children, and there's no food on the weekends. We're trying to get backpacks for these kids so they can take them home Friday afternoon so they have food over the weekend. If you see some of these children when they come in on Monday morning, if you put Brussels sprouts, asparagus, and green beans on their plate, they're so hungry they would eat it. It's really very, very sad.
So it sounds like that's one of your main challenges, would you say, is the hunger?
Hunger, homelessness. The
H's.
Yes.
Homelessness. That is a big issue, homelessness, because of the cost of housing today. Yes. You know, even for a two-parent working household, to come up with first month, last month rent, and what is a security deposit, I think the H's is hunger and homelessness are huge, and you are right in the middle of it.
Abuse is another, it's not an H word, but abuse is another problem.
H-H-A.
Yes, we have found that parents sometimes are so frustrated because they are working long hours just trying to survive. And the children are often abused. They were left alone. And it's not even money all the time. We had a little boy that came with a church group from South Broward who came to volunteer. And we were asking the kids questions. We found out that his mom and dad had left him alone for 4 days alone in a house at 11. And he said to us, "Oh, my mom and dad are teaching me responsibility." We ended up, of course, calling the Department of Children and Families. We got the parents educated. The child was eventually returned. But the mother did not understand. She truly didn't. She said, "But I told him to lock the door, and I left him food marked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday." We then found out this child had been left alone many times since he was 8 years old. And the mom and dad did not understand. They just thought they were doing something right. And when we explained to them the dangerous situation that they put their child in, they did finally get it, and they did finally promise that they would not do it again.
Wow. I bet, Barbara, you could write we always say that you could write a book, but you could write a book on the 32 years of what you've seen in terms of families. And even that story, it's hard to understand, but like you say, they thought they were doing right by leaving the child in his home for 4 days. You know, like homework, how did he get to and from school? He figured it out, I guess.
Summertime.
It wasn't
school was out.
Okay. There's another issue, a challenge, I bet, in the summer with the kids, the families, what to do with children in the summertime.
We have a lot of children that stay in child care throughout the whole summer because the children that we serve are very young. So that's a year-round service that they do get. But it's problematic. I mean, we had a little girl, 11 years old, who was missing quite a lot of school, and no one could figure out why. And then we found out that the mom and dad were working and that she had a baby. They had no place to put the baby, and the 11-year-old child was staying home taking care of the infant. So the mom could work and support the family. There are a lot of issues that we don't realize are occurring in families in every neighborhood.
Yeah, we really don't. We really don't, you know, I'm sure the listeners, we really don't have a good idea about what's going on behind the closed doors, and you see it.
We do, and we do everything we can to make sure that we help these families. We're working with a family now with a child living with an elderly grandmother whose mom is in jail, who is severely autistic. The grandmother is alone. Her husband died recently of cancer. And we are working and doing everything we can so this child has a place to stay, and the grandmother understands that she is elderly, and we have to make sure that there are arrangements to take care of this child if anything happens to her. But she is amazing. At 77, what she's doing to take care of this child is a miracle. And we're helping her.
Child?
Four.
Four. And he, she, the
little
child?
Boy.
Little boy. He's been tested then for autism?
He's on the spectrum, yes.
So he is he able to get services to help him?
We are working to get him services. Yes, we are. Yeah. We have tried to do that because he became very disruptive in his preschool classroom. He picked up a chair and threw it across the room when he got angry. So we are working with him. We are working with the psychologist, and we are getting him the help that he needs.
And that doesn't come free.
Well, this one does. We got someone to donate their time,
so
we are very grateful. Yes, this man is our hero. Yes, he is.
He is
wonderful.
A hero.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, because that's, you're talking about hours and hours and hours of therapy to get the child, because I'm sure he came with some baggage at age four.
He did.
Right? So
he did.
But there's still hope at four that he can get turned around. But there's so many programs. Is there one that speaks to you the loudest, Barbara, that you enjoy? I know you mentioned Hippie. Is there any other or all of them?
I like them all, and I'll tell you why. Because the outcome is a safe child and a child who's on the road to reaching their dreams and potentials. And if we can do that, no matter what the program is and how diverse the funding is, that makes a difference, and that makes a child's life very special, and it gives us the opportunity. We don't want any more children dying on our watch. We really, truly don't. And so we're doing everything we can just to make sure the children are educated, their families have the tools they need to be successful, and they are safe.
Yeah. A huge challenge, and you're doing it every day. What's the phone number and website that if I'm sure the listeners now want to get to the phone and the website to help, where do we reach you?
The best way is to do it on the web. It's www.familycentral.org. And Family Central is one word. And the main phone number is 954-720-1000. But the web is a better way. There's a place where you can go on, donate, where you can send an email, www.familycentral.org. And we can use any kind of help from anybody that wants to come and visit.
We're coming.
We love
come
you.
Come on, callers. Pick up that phone or email, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Are you looking for a different school for your child, where he or she can grow and succeed in ways you've only dreamed about? Well, we have some good news. You have options. We're a nonprofit organization called Step Up for Students. And we award scholarships for children in Florida so they can attend the kindergarten through 12th grade school that best meets their learning needs. You choose. One scholarship helps pay for private school tuition or assist with transportation costs to attend a public school in another county. And now, Step Up for Students also helps children with special needs with the Personal Learning Scholarship Account. Customize your child's education. Visit stepupforstudents.org to learn more. It could change your child's life. Again, visit us at stepupforstudents.org and find the best learning environment for your child. Every child deserves a chance to succeed.
Hey, welcome back, nonprofit community. We're going to get Barbara back here and tell us the phone number and website again, because we have so much to donate to you, Barbara, to help these families, many, many families. And thank you again. Listen, tell us, really, I'd like to know, because so many nonprofits do an annual fundraiser, they do events to help support, you know, the gap between donations and funding. And so what do you have coming up? Anything exciting that we needed to know about?
We have the most wonderful rock and roll night that will be that will be October 23rd.
Okay.
At the Sunrise Grand Ballroom. It's amazing. We last year had a Tina Turner tribute band. The lady had us all dancing in the aisles.
And I love Tina, and I wish I had her legs.
Oh, I will tell you, this lady that did the tribute band had Tina Turner's legs. She was fabulous.
Amazing.
So October 23rd is a big fundraiser, and then March 12th we have a golf tournament. Our money goes directly to the children. We do not take administrative money from these events. They are directly for services for the kids. That's what we do. So please, anybody that wants to volunteer, March 12th golf, October 23rd, rock and roll. Come dance with us.
Oh, my gosh. I definitely will. Now, with these events, you have sponsors that, and you probably, do you have a whole promotional team that, because this, that's not an easy thing to do, put these together. Although you've done it for years, it's still.
We only have, we have one staff person who really helps us with development. It's my administrative assistant, who we now have called our program officer. She does that because we're very thin on the number of people that we have. And because of the fact that our funding is contract-driven, our services go to the children. And anything else that has to be done is done by outside volunteers and by help. So it's, we do have a program officer and someone helping us with development, but it's, we need the volunteers.
So what do we, what can we do as far as volunteers, and who do we call? What kind of opportunities would a volunteer
have? Oh, we need auction items. We need people that'll come the night of the event and help us. We need people that'll bring in sponsors. We need people that'll bring in attendees to the event. We need everything. We're not picky.
Yeah, we're anything, community. Did you hear that? Just anything, just call. And what about day-to-day volunteers? Like, what about, you mentioned mentors, and what about if we wanted to give more of our time other than just the event?
We love having volunteers. The only thing is, we do tell you, if you're going to work with the children, everybody has to go through fingerprinting and the abuse registry check. We have to make sure. We do that with our staff, and that's where required. And anyone that comes and volunteers for and works with the children directly, which we love, they have to be fingerprinted.
The level two.
Yes.
And you let the people know where to go to get that fingerprinting done.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. And are you in need of, like, a certain area? Like, are you in need of mentors or people that could you know, sponsor a family? Or what is
Absolutely.
There something speaking out right now that
Absolutely.
We can help?
We can use, if there's a group that wants to sponsor a family, what we'll do is we have families that are part of our system, and we will give you the information. We, of course, clear it with the family to make sure that it's okay, but we will give you the information of how to contact the family. We'll have one of our caseworkers work with you. You can take them shopping. You can visit with them. We had a group that adopted a family, and they helped them get their lights turned on. They helped them get their car fixed. They helped them get clothes for the children for school. One of the children had a learning disability, and they had someone that had some training, was a retired social worker, worked with the family to get the child the services in school. So, I mean, we need everybody. We're not very picky. We're just happy to have somebody come and help our families.
Isn't that something? And what about community literacy? What about reading? That might be something that would... You know,
we love to have
time
anybody
to
who wants to collect books. We love to give storybooks out to the children. We do have a program called Sequel, which is in the city of Sunrise, which we're trying to expand, which is a literacy program that gets books to the children and makes sure that the people in the child care centers and the parents understand how to read to the child and what to do with them. And it's an amazing program. It's been very successful.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times, let's say if you're downsizing, you know, and you have all these books that you've saved from your children that you don't need. Really, there's not that many places today where you can take used books.
Oh, we'll take them.
So it's good to know, because I have like a box full, and I, you know, the library sometimes doesn't want them. We had a wonderful book, Brandeis book store by my house that you could bring used books, and they closed down to a Dunkin' Donuts. So they're not there to take my books. And I'm just thinking, if it's me, there must be so many others that we have books that we want to share, that we don't want to just go to waste.
Children love to have a book. We have many kids that have never had a book in their house. So for them to get a book is a gift. We love giving out books. It's wonderful. You should see their face when they grab a book and they hug it. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I know you said you were going to tell us a story. I've been kind of excited to hear about this story that you were going to tell us.
Well, this is one of my favorites. It's an old story and happened years ago, but it still is a good story. We were sitting around a table years ago talking about going to a meeting in Washington. There were three of us going from the agency on foster care and child welfare and other issues dealing with children, sponsored by the Child Welfare League of America. There was a young girl sitting at the table who said, I would like to go with you, a very pretty young girl, and she's 18 years old, and she was in the independent living program. So being a silly mother. I said, so come with us. Come. Yeah. And she says, I don't have the money. Well, we raised the money and we took her with us to Washington. She had never been on an airplane before. We then took her to this beautiful hotel in Washington where the conference was. We took her to an incredible restaurant in Georgetown where she said she had never eaten in a restaurant with a tablecloth. When we got back on the plane to go home, she was sitting next to me and one of the other people who went, and she said, you know what? She said, you all don't get it. She said, here you are, all these educated people in Washington at this conference, and you don't get it. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, she said, you don't know what it's like for your mother to be drunk on the front lawn and for you to have your stuff collected in a black plastic bag and the police take you to someone's foster care home. And that's what happened to me. So I said to her, okay, you're right. We helped her out. She went to Barry College, and I didn't see her for a few years. A few years later, I was having lunch with my father-in-law. I saw her in the restaurant with an elder couple. She married this wonderful young man, and she had a baby. She then called me about a year later, and she said to me, I want to tell you my decision. I learned so much in Washington and at the conference. My husband and I decided we're not having any more children. We're going to take care of the one we have. And she adopted her younger brother and sister. So wow. They didn't have to lead the life that she led.
Oh, that's a wonderful story to end. Family Central, Barbara Weinstein, we are going to be there for you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.